Blog Talk Radio.
Salamta, Beta Seb. Great.
Has overcome the lies, the good news of His Majesty in His Christ, and it is vital that we raise our tribal flag, the flag of the conquering lion of the tribe of Yehuda.
Millions of Christians throughout the world, Your Imperial Majesty, will regard you as the reincarnation of Jesus Christ.
Majesty.
Salamta, Beta Seb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hands. Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah, or man you will surely fail. Laughter, the heart is sorrowful. Your folly is your reward. Better a dinner of herb where love is than feasting where there is wrath. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail. For this is the time that will tell, when the righteous ones shall stand up strong. Oh, why did the heathen rage? All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail. Oh, sing the dark sayings of old. Doth not wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hands? Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the words of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail.
Prince of Reggae with words of wisdom here on the Wednesday podcast.
Wisdom Wednesday, Wednesday Wisdom, right here, here, here. We have the evening psalm, let's rise up the chant, Psalm 94 right here.
Bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it.
More fire, more fire, more fire, more fire, more fire, the wise.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which framest mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous, and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
is a system, Neo. Yasser Atat Alatachino. That system is our enemy. Wustenya wust aseton. Zuria went to Melakatale. Minatayale. But when you're inside, you look around. What do you see? Negareoch, Memharan, Tevokoch, Anatiwoch, businessmen, teachers, lawyers, carpenters, Lemadan, Yemin Mokro, Yesuocha Imroch, the very minds of the people we are trying to save. Inya is Kamina Darig Deresgin, Inezisuocha Hunem Yezia Serata Akarnacho, Inam, Inesu, Untelatochacho, Yadarwachua. But until we do, these people are still a part of that system, and that makes them our enemy. Maradata lebe, abzanyo chua nizisa wocha lemen kel zigju aitelum. You have to understand, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged.
Na bzuo chu betam yetedakamunacho. And many of them are so inured. Nam besa atu lai tesa bemekuret tesa yadergalu. So hopelessly dependent on that system. Isuna le mekalakal yiwagalu. That they will fight to protect it. Morphos, matrix. Morpheus, the matrix.
We refuse to be what you wanted us to be. We are what we are. That's the way it's going to be. If you don't know, you can't educate us for no equal opportunity. Talking about my freedom, people.
I feel like black people should develop themselves, you know. And, you know, all it needs is people who keep it down for you to die out of the earth or something.
What is your feeling about the condition of black people here in the United States?
I feel like black people should develop themselves, you know, not to settle down this developing up yourself having a prejudice thing to it. It's just that we are people with our own history and culture. We can educate ourselves. I mean, we are the first creators. So we have really, everything we see on this earth, yeah, the black man make it. And I'm saying that the white man don't make some, but all wisdom comes from the black man.
You know, a lot of young viewers look up to you and are going to want to hang on every word and every syllable. Do you have a message for young people?
Well, you know, the whole thing again is to really check out the truth of Rasta and don't make like follies in. Don't make it checked out. And don't get too busy that you can't check out the truth. Because the truth is there. And Africa awaits its creators. And we know that the people in the West, headwise, them ready, you know. Them have to learn, come learn. What I'm learning in the West, them have to care to them to them people, make it be a benefit to the people. Because I mean, how long must the black people suffer? And these are people, you know? And then we have our own culture. We have everything. We don't shatter anything. We have everything. Plus, we have a land that no one is living there. And we must go home to it. And when you go home, you can build all of these big buildings if you want. I mean, if you miss a city, build a city. You know what I mean? If you want a car, you can get a car. I mean, I don't see the big thing. One time America was, you know what I mean, maybe used to have lots of all what I call it, all sort of thing I walk through. Africa is a peaceful place. They want to fool black people, but it's a jungle and blah, blah, boom, boom.
Where have you been in Africa besides Ethiopia?
Zimbabwe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Gabon.
How did Zimbabwe strike you?
Well, you know, Zimbabwe nice, man. Zimbabwe really nice. I mean, you know, it's like a paradise in a place. You know, when you go in and see it. It's beautiful.
How did the people react to you?
People's great. Yeah. People good. You know, them places when you go and you see how the people and how the land set up, you see people living. You see a man having a mouse on a nice piece. And then the whole thing about it, the climate, you can go out all the while. You know what I mean? The climate nice outside.
Yeah.
If you want to look on a few lions and things, you can walk and go. And if you want to see some things that man never make, but it look like somebody make it, as all Zimbabwe too. Because I go in a place and I see some stone farm. But I know it's not the man naked, but the wheat farm, you know, is higher than something.
It's really been a pleasant and informative experience talking to you, Brother Molly.
Nice.
I thank you for your time.
I agree.
Wish you well.
Salamta, Betaseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Listening to Yehuda, Moa, and Besar Radio.
Nine say greetings in the name of the mighty King of Lions, played by the King of Zion. I bring an iron staff because I have responsibility to dreadlock. Yes.
The promised land. Moving to the promised land. Yes, the promised land. Oh gosh, now. To the promised land.
California with Sunset Boulevard, Johannesburg would be Miami, Somalia like New York with the most pretty light, the toughest pretty car. Every New Year the African Times Square lock up. Imagine Lagos like Las Vegas, the ball is them a ball. Angola like Atlanta, a pure plane take off. Bush Gardens in a Mali, Chicago in a Chad, Magic Kingdom in a Egypt, Lille Delta in Sudan, the Congo like Colorado, Fort Knox in Agaban. People living in Morocco like the state of Oregon. Algeria warmer than Arizona, bring your sun lotion. Early morning class of yoga on the beach in Senegal. Ethiopia the capital for the congregation. And that's how I belong, a day the king come from.
I can see us all in limos, that you want a limo.
Riding on the king's highway to the promised land. Oh, we to the promised land.
Porsches, Basquiat portraits, pinky rings, realistic princesses, heiresses, bunch of kings and queens. Plus, I picture fortunes for kids out in Port-au-Prince. Powerless, they not allowed to sit, but not about to slip. Vision promised land with fashion like Madison Ave, Manhattan, Saks Fifth Avenue, Rodeo. Relaxing, popping labels, promised lands, no fables. This where the truth's told. Use them two holes above your nose to see the proof, yo. Imagine a contraption that could take us back when the world was run by black men. Back to the future, anything could happen. If these are the last days and 100-foot waves come crashing down, I get some hash, some pounds, pass around some bud and watch the flood. Can't stop apocalypse, my synopsis is catastrophic. And satellites is causing earthquakes, will we survive it? Honestly, man, it's the sign of the times and the times at hand.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land. Yeah, talking about the promised land. Oh God, take me to the promised land.
Bob, is the message of Rastafari that you should go back to Africa?
Yes, and that the earth must rule by Africa.
Forward.
One government. Forward, not back, forward.
Yeah, go forward to Africa,
yeah.
Not back.
Mm-mm.
Do you think that will ever happen? Do you really believe that will happen?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Akon has done something in these 21st century, such as Kamal Haile Selassie and all of the pro-black people have done, even for the continent, for those at home and abroad. So I want to heal him up right there with bringing power, electricity, you know, to his region of the continent. And here, this tune right here also with Chico Cesar. Double feature.
So much, yeah, so much. Don't tell me, can you feel it?
Don't play, add it up in a ride.
You don't know,
César, a minha esposa, é essa senhora aqui, e é a mãe de Chico César.
Eita, Chico César toda a vida foi um bom menino, estudioso, nunca me deu trabalho.
Essa é a nossa família, a família de Chico César.
Quando
de casa. Seu filho solou, não rola o maior jazz. Mama tem calo nos pés, mama precisa de paz, mama não quer brincar mais.
Filhinho dá um tempo, é tanto bom fazer o ritmo de vida de mama.
Culture begins from the ground. Go look it up. What's the etymology of culture? And have we, black people, especially here in the Americas, have we lost our culture? Very interesting clip on the Real Dana, Judge Joe Brown. The title says, Judge Joe Brown says that black Americans have no culture. At first, I'm like, what is he talking about? But after listening to that little clip right there, we haven't responded to that. But here, we're talking about the ground, the land, the earth is Yahweh, Yahweh's Jehovah's in the fullness thereof. We have to begin from the ground. It begins from the ground, the groundation. So here for this 41st sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, this Shabuah, here we have Phinehas, mouth of brass, brazen mouth. Now here we're at the fourth day, the midway day, the middle of the Shabuah, the middle of the 7 days right here. Here we're at the Wednesday podcast, Wednesday Wisdom Wednesday. Here. So we're going to share the fourth, right, the fourth of the seven aliyos, the seven readings right here. But just to get an overview for ones and ones and ones who, you know, might just be given first here, this Torah reading and feeding this Shabuah, this Sabbath, this 7 days, you could say this week, we call this the Shabbat, right? Shabbat, then the name of the Torah reading and feeding here at the 41st, Phinehas or Phinehas. Phinehas. Now, Phinehas is spelled in some very interesting ways, or some different ways, so forth and so on. Basically, the name is Phi, one of the pointings in the Hebrew, also the Peh, relates to the mouth. So the Phi, like I would say Phi, like Phi, mouth, or like the Fe, my mouth, or Pe, my mouth, or the P, my mouth. So the mouth of Nahas. We have Nahas, which means brass or brazen, brass, like the metal brass. Then we have Nahash in the Hebrew. One end of a samek that has an S sound, the other end of a syllabated sheen. That's the one, Nahash. So Nahash would be serpent, or Nahash as a verb will be divination. But here we have Nahas. So there's an interesting correspondence as we studied Hebraically, but from basic degrees, from we call the Peshat. There's a Peshat, is like the plain reading, like the first, you say, of the seven as we go into the reasonment. So the basic ground level right here, Phinehas, brazen mouth, mouth of brass, This is the name, right? And it's a sixth word here, the first distinctive word in this parasha, in this Torah reading and feeding. And here for this Shavua, the sabbatical study, I and I Rastafari Shabbat Strong, this is the 41st weekly Torah reading and feeding. In the annual We the Black Jews Torah reading and feedings, here, the annual Judaic cycle of Torah readings, and it's the eighth, at the eighth in the fourth book of Moses, Moshe, known in the English translation as the book of Numbers, but in the Hebrew we know this as Bamidbar. Bamidbar means in the wilderness. So what does it tell? What's the narrative here? Well, here, Peshat, the plain reading, is telling of Phinehas's, Phinehas's killing of a couple, ending a plague. It's one way of saying he killed the couple. He killed the man and the woman, right? And this ended a plague. And also in this Torah reading and feeding, we have the daughters of Zelophehad, their successful plea for land rights. So we have woman here, daughters, the daughters of Zelophehad, right, receiving the land inheritance in the land, the promised land. Now, there's also another, this women do receive inheritance. You probably hear some goofy things from the Western whitewash, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, you know, Christianity, and from a lot of the different denominations. But here's what we study to show ourselves approved. And here we have women, right, getting the inheritance that would have gone to the sons, right? And there was no, you could say, legislation for that, but the legislation comes about by the liberty, right? So these daughters, they took it upon themselves, right, to make their plea, right, for the father's land. So the father, right, who had died in his uckery with the rest of that generation of the old heads in the 40 years before, that the father's name would not be blotted out in Yisrael, and the lands that would have been received by him would not be lost, right, lost because he did not have any sons. So we get, in law, they call this some precedent. It becomes a very important precedent, right, Judaically, Hebraically speaking, right here. Now, this Torah reading and feeding constitutes Numbers chapter 25, verse 10 to Numbers chapter 30, verse 1. Now, this parasha, Torah reading and feeding, Hebraically speaking, is made up of 7,853 words, right, letters, and 1,887 Hebrew words, and 168 verses, and 280, look at these numbers. Let's go slow. Let's rewind here. This parsha, this Torah reading and feeding, this one right here for this seven, that means from Numbers 25 and 10 to Numbers chapter 30, verse 1, is made up of, remember, it's a book of numbers, so numbers must be important, and they are important, because this one Torah reading and feeding is made up of 7,853 Hebrew letters, 1,887 Hebrew words, 168 verses, and 280 lines in a Torah scroll known as the Sefer Torah, the Cipher of the Torah. Now, we, Yehudi, we the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah and other Torah observant Yehudim, to say Jews, generally read it in July or rarely late June or early August. But here in the season, here for this 2022 year, we're reading it at this time right here. Now, as the parasha, the Torah portion right here, we call this Ayinai sabbatical mana, the mana for the seven, for the Shavua, for the week right here. It sets out laws or Torot, direction instructions, for the Hebrew holy days. For the Hebrew holy days, later referred to some by some as Jewish holidays, but according to the Torah, they are Jehovah's, his appointments. Right? Now, we as the black Jews also read parts of the parasha as a Torah reading for many of the Hebrew and Jah people holidays and Isla days. For example, Numbers chapter 28, verses 1 to verse 15, this is the Torah reading for the new moon, right? The new moon known as the Rosh Chodesh, Rosh, Ras, the head, Chodesh, the head of the new, to say the new moon, the new month. On a weekday, including when the sixth or seventh day of Hanukkah. Hanukkah, it occurs on a Rosh Chodesh, a new moon. Now, Numbers chapter 28, verses 9 to verse 15, this is the Maftir, right? Like additional, the Maftir Torah reading for the Shabbat, for the Sabbath of the new moon, known as the Sabbath or Shabbat Rosh Chodesh. Numbers chapter 28, verses 16 to 25, and all this is contained in this 41st sabbatical study. But this is how it is also applied, the word sound, for other holy days, Ila days. Numbers chapter 28, verses 16 to 25 is the Maftir, the additional Torah reading, for the first 2 days of Pesach, of Passover. See, it contains the word sound of the offering, right? The offerings that would be offered, you know, that, say, animal, different sacrifices, the word sound, right? And also for the immediate days, the intermediate days, the days between, like, the holy days of the first and the last, the Chol HaMoed, as well as the seventh and eighth days, to say the first and the last and the beginning, first two, and then the last 2 days, the seventh and the eighth days of Pesach, of Passover, Fasikah. Numbers chapter 28, verses 26 to 31, this is additional Maftir Torah reading for each day of Shabuot, of the harvest festival or the Feast of Weeks. Seven, we count seven Shabbat complete, and the day after, in the New Testament sense, this is where they get Pentecoste, right? Pentecost, in other words. This is Shavuot, or the harvest feast, the harvest festival. Numbers chapter 29, verses 1 to 6, this is the Maftir, the additional Torah reading, for each day of Rosh Hashanah, the New Year's, also known in the Torah as the Yom, known as Yom Teruah, right? The Yom Teruah. Numbers chapter 29, verses 7 to 11. This is the Maftir, the additional Torah reading for Yom HaKippurim. That is falsely so-called, or allowed to be so-called by other Jews, other Yehudi, as Yom Kippur. Yom HaKippurim is a day of the atonement, and to say Yom Kippur is not the Torah way, but it's like a bridge, abbreviated way. But it means something different, like a day of a atonement, while the actual holy day is Yom HaKippurim. And we know they'd be listening, and we see how they'd be updating many things. Just give credit, due creditation. But Numbers chapter 29, verses 7 to 11, additional Torah reading for Yom HaKippurim, the day of the atonements. Morning, the Shacharit service, the Shacharit, the dawning, the morning service. Numbers chapter 29, verses 12 to 16 is the additional Torah reading for the first 2 days of Sukkot. Sukkot is tabernacles, the feast, the festival, the ingathering, known as booths, huts, tabernacles at the end of the year. Numbers chapter 29, verses 17 to 25 is a Torah reading for the intermediate days of Sukkot, the intermediate days of tabernacles. Numbers chapter 29, verses 20 to 28 is a Torah reading for the second intermediate day of tabernacles, Sukkot. Numbers 29, verses 23 to 31 is a Torah reading for the third intermediate day of tabernacle of Sukkot. Numbers chapter 29, verses 26 to 34 is a Torah reading for the fourth intermediate, the Chol HaMoed, the intermediate day of Sukkot of tabernacles, as well as for the Hoshana Rabbah, the great salvation, Hoshana Rabbah. And Numbers chapter 29, verses 35 to Numbers chapter 30, verse 1, is a Maftir, the additional Torah reading for both the Shemini Atzeret, the eighth day assembly, and for the Simchat Torah, the joy of the Torah, right, which also occurs in the season, right, after the seventh, right, of the feast of Yahweh, of Jehovah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem. Just to give one's overview of why even, you know, the different Torah readings are important, what they contain, and how the teaching or the word sound is also proclaimed in different seasons and different times. Come, make a reason. So in traditional Shabbat Torah reading, the parsha, right? The Torah reading and feeding, like we say, for this Shavua, for this strong, for this week. See, the Babylonians say week, we call it Shavua. Shavua come from Shabbat, which is seven, right? Speaking about the 7 days, right? The seventh day. And here at the fourth of the 7 days, we reach the seventh. That's the Shabbat and then the full seven readings. But we like to study a Aliyah a day. So in traditional Sabbath Torah readings, the parsha, the reading, the portion is divided into seven readings, or what's known as the aliyot, the going up, the ascensions, the going up. The first reading, for example, right here, would be Numbers chapter 25, verses 10 to Numbers chapter 26, verse 4. Now, in this section, right, this would be the first aliyah, the first of the seven, right? And normally on the Sabbath, right, there would be at least, you know, five to maybe seven readers that would go up to read a portion, right, before the Bima, that is to say before the Aron, before the Ark. We're speaking about the Ark of the Covenant, according to the pattern. In the reading, the first reading, Elohim, Eloheinu, our power, our source announced that because Phinehas, Phineas, had displayed his passion, in the scripts, KJV says zeal, his zeal for Hael, for the power, Elohim granted him a pact of friendship that's called in HaTorah, that is called my covenant of shalom, which can be interpreted as a pact of friendship, my covenant of shalom, as well as priesthood, the kahuna, participation in the kahuna for all time. As one would say forever, but the Hebrew sense of forever really means the most distant horizon or to time indefinite. Now, in a Torah scroll, the letter I in the verse, behold, I give him my covenant of peace, right? When we look at some of the traditional, even going back to quite clearly ancient times, in certain Torah scrolls, when we read this particular verse that reads, behold, I give him my covenant of peace, we find that the letter I, or the letter I is split. Just a little note we can reason on why is that. Hael, the power, then told Moshe, right, then told Moses to attack the Midianites. Why? To repay them for their trickery, luring the Israelite men, turning the Israelite men into a bunch of Johns, you know what I mean, so to speak, by luring the Israelite men to worship the Lord of the opening, right, and the goddesses of the Midianites. That's the first reading from Numbers chapter 25, verse 10 to chapter 26, verse 4. Right? Now, in the second reading for this Shabbat Fi Nahas, Numbers chapter 26, the second aliyah, Numbers chapter 26, verse 5 to verse 51, there's a population change. After all, the book is called Numbers. There's a lot of numbers here, right? Doing the math, right? Population change between the two censuses. Right, there's two census. What do we mean by the two census? Well, there's a census of the old timers, the old generation, the OGs. The OGs that came out of Kemet, that came out of the Hekapatai, Egypta, Egypt, that came out of Mitzrayim. We have them numbered in Numbers chapter 1. And now here we got a new generation on the rise, rise up, the youths, right, as the Rastafari elders told I and I a couple of decades ago. Jah calls on the youth because they are strong. So right here we have Numbers chapter 26 is where we're getting the new generation, right? For example, just to give a brief example, we have Manasseh or Manasseh, right? The tribe of Manasseh. Numbers chapter 1, they were numbered at 32,200. And here in Numbers chapter 26, they are numbered at 57,700. Wow, over those 40 years, a lot of work was going on. What's the change right here? The change is a plus 20,500, right? Plus 63.7 if we start to deal with, you know, certain kind of percentages. But Benjamin, for example, back then, the previous generation was numbered at 35,000. 400. Here, this new generation, 40 years later, was 45,600. Now, one might say, well, what's the application for all of this? Well, okay, for example, why is so-called black people here in America still at, what was it, 13, 12%, some low-ass number, like we just still 14%? Well, we could say planned murderation, you know, planned genocide, so-called planned parenthood, a lot of other things too, black-on-black violence, a lot of, you know, the consequences of disobedience, you know, has really affected our numbers, right? So this is why numbers is important. Right? See, we have other people doing our numbers on us. Why don't we do our own census on ourselves? Right? In other words, this numbering. So we have this right here. Even though when we do the census, there's a particular way that the census was done. So let's stick to the details. Right? Let me just share this right here. So actually, they wasn't numbered like that. To count all of Israel like that is what led, like with David, in the time of David, to a pestilence, a judgment. Right. The way it's done here by Moshe, the principle is based on that redemption money that's given. Right. That really they count the money, basically, that's given for each. And that's how the numbers are determined. I know once we say, what's the difference? There's a big difference, but there might be ones amongst you that are not redeemed. Right. They're not in the number. But anyway, Benjamin was 35,400 back then. Now, in Numbers chapter 26, 45,000. So that was a change of 10,200, right? 10,200. So it's interesting looking at this, the number difference. We see the biggest growth, right? The biggest growth over the 40 years from the old heads, right? The elders them that came out of Egypt, out of Mitzrayim. Right, 40 years later to this new generation, we see the tribe of Manasseh grew the most, a change of plus 20,500. Now, not to go into all the details right here, but there's some tribes, right, that increased, but there's some tribes that decreased. For example, Reuben, right, the old heads in Numbers chapter 1 were at 46,500. Here, the new generation at 43,730. That was a loss of 2,770. Gad back in Numbers chapter 1 was 45,650. 40 years later, did they increase? No, they decreased to 40,500, a loss of even more than Reuben of 5,150. Naphtali was, back then, Numbers chapter 1, 53,400. Now, for new generation, ready to go into the promised land, they had lost 8,000. So the number now is 45,400. Ephraim, which means doubly fruitful. Back then, they were 40,500. Now, 40 years later, they're 32,500. Also, an approximate loss of 8,000. Simeon back then, Numbers chapter 1, was 59,300. Now, this is probably the greatest loss right here, according to the narrative, according to Moses' fourth book here, by Midbar Numbers. Back then, Simeon, let me look at this carefully here. Simeon had the third largest number of a single tribe 40 years ago, according to the Torah reading here, the narrative back in Numbers chapter 1. The one that had the biggest number was the tribe of Judah coming out of Mitzrayim. Judah had 74,600. The next biggest tribe was Dan. Dan had 62,700 back then, right? And then the third largest was Simeon. Simeon back then in Numbers chapter 1 had 59,300. You want to know what their loss is? Right? Their loss is a loss of 37,100. 37,100. So they went from being, look what happened in 40 years. Right, to the tribe of Shimon, right? Simon, Shimon, right? They had 59,300, then, 40 years later, in Numbers chapter 26, they have 22,200. 22,000. That's probably the greatest loss right there. So in the second reading, we go over the numbers. All right, we need to spend time doing the math, because somebody just read through the numbers, you know, in the King James Version, and it sounds like the same thing, you know, and get through it, you know. But when we don't pay attention to these things, what happens to us as a people? We have other people numbering us, you know, like we are their property. Think about this for a moment. All right, good moment there. The total, right, the total back then was 603,550 when they came out of Mitzrayim. Of all of the 12 tribes, right? Now, 40 years later, the new generation, there's 601,730. So overall, after 40 years, there was an overall loss, according to the population numbering, of 1,820. So as black people in America, are we like, what are we 12%, 13%, 14%, you know, it seems like we've been hovering at a certain percent for forever. Is that a psyops? Well, when you depend on somebody else to do, you know, do your logistics, they could give you some illogics. But here, Eloheinu instructed Moshe and Eleazar to take a census account of the Israelite men, of the Israelite mandem. Mind of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, 20 years old and up and upward. In the second reading, the census showed, right, the populations, right? We went over those populations, we get into the detail, but just moving forward right here, trying to bring this up here to the fourth day here for this Wednesday wisdom. Wisdom, the principal thing, right? Wisdom is justified by all of her children. All right, so we have our father, we have our mother. Give thanks to Rabbeinu Yeshua Moshiach, Jesus Christ, for that word sound. So wisdom is the principal thing. So the total, excluding the tribe of Levi, right? Now, ones might say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You know, we have 12 tribes, not counting the tribe of Levi. So that means, technically speaking, we have 13 tribes. No, I'm not talking about the Khazars and that book by Costa. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about in the original, right? We have Reuben, right? Reuben, Simeon, Gad, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Manasseh, Ephraim, Binyamin, Benjamin, Dan, Asher, Naphtali. So the total, excluding the tribe of Lewi, of Levi, was, as we mentioned, 601,730. Slightly lower than the total in the first census, but with significant differences among the tribes. So it's kind of interesting how some tribes suffer a great loss or a great increase. So now how would that affect now as the peoples go into the promised land, right? It's like when they have elections and certain things going on over here and they do their censuses, so forth and so on, and therefore there's a lot of people of this population, their voting block will be a little strong. You know, so these things do matter, right? And ain't nothing new under the sun, right? So this book we call the Bible, right, has the nine, and that's Nellie Fuller Jr., but give thanks to Ross and Kofa, you know what I mean, and have to heal up the brothers with the prison ministry as well of the LOJ and give them more support. But he hit me up with something. He said that Frances Cresswell thinks she added a 10th area of people activity. And that 10th area of people activity is health. Right? So the text notes in passing that when Korah's band agitated against Hashem, against Jehovah, that the earth swallowed up Datan and Abiram with Korah, with their ringleader. But Korah's sons, the sons of Korah, as we find in many of the Psalms, right, of Dawid, of David, and Sefer Tehillim, the Bnei Korah, the sons of Korah did not die. What does that teach us right there? Well, John says that he will visit the iniquity of the fathers, not fathers and mothers, no, of the fathers, of the mandan, right, upon the children, no, specifically upon the sons. So sometimes we say, well, why we go through all this as black men and not women go through what they go through, but we go through this differently. We do go through certain things more so because the more is given, more is required, right? More is required, right? So it shows that the sons of Korah did not continue in the uckery mind of the ways of their father, that they denied their father. So, you know, we talk about keeping the certain kind of customs and traditions. No, we have to weigh them. We have to balance them. Right, we have to see what the benefit of them, right? Whether they are good, right, or whether they're evil. After all, it's too late now to go to pre-eating of the tree of the knowledge. So now you have to overcome. You know what I mean? Good over evil, the teaching of His Majesty. So here in the third reading, here we have Numbers chapter 26, verses 52 to Numbers chapter 27, verse 5. So here we get these like kind of bite-sized portions, but overall in a shemesta. Right, in the shemesta, one gets to really understand, right, what the Bible, the Torah is really saying from what we have been made to believe and make believe Christianity. So in the third reading, Eloheinu told Moshe to apportion shares. You know, like in business, shares of the land according to population among those counted and by lot. So, you see, they didn't need no middleman. The children of Israel didn't need no middleman as we have to even forced to hear in the captivities. You know, they didn't need no middleman because they had HaTorah. They had a direction instructions. I mean, we reclaim these direction instructions so we won't need no middleman, right, or no middle Gentiles, you know, to mediate these things. So Elohim told Moshe to do what? To apportion shares of the land according to what? Population. Do you see what's happening here? The shears of the land. So this one, so those who get like more land, those who have more people get more land. Duh. Right? Those who have less people get less land. But see what's going on in Babylon, the world? We have some of these multinational billionaires, these globalists, that one guy has like areas of a whole state just for him. And just him and his dog and everything. This is all my land. Right? Well, you got these other people all crunched up in apartment high-rise on top of each other, like 500 stories up in the air. Yovas that right there? They have all of us stacked up on top of each other. Think about this for a moment. You have, like, a building that has 50 floors, right, and can have, I can't even think of a number, but can have thousands of, the number of a whole tribes of family in one building. Look at the footprint right there. It's on a little small acre of land. So this makes you question, well, what about all the other land in the suburbs and the country? You see what's going on? Not so with Jah people. So here, Elohim told Moses to apportion shares of land according to the population among those counted and by lot, right? Halloween, the Levite men, the Levitical men, that were aged a month old and up amounted to 23,000. And they were not included in the regular enrollment of the rank and file Israelites. All right, so we have 12 tribes and we have the tribe of Levi. So the 12 tribes, right, counted all together, but Levi is in a different order. That's the order of the sanctuary. While we have the 12 tribes, that's the order of the fighting men. In fact, the reason why the old heads were condemned to die in the wilderness, in addition to them cursing and slandering the land. So that's all we talk about Africa, the continent. Not just slander the continent, the Africanite land, but they slandered the land and they had punked out. Basically, they punked out. They got scared. Right? They got scared. They didn't want to go in the land. They were supposed to be the vanguard, the fighting men. So this census here is also a military census. Right, while Levi is in a separate order. That's the sanctuary. That's the holy place. You know, that's also the hygiene. You know, that's the law. That's a whole different part of our trifold society. Right, we have the Levites at the center. Of that is the priest, the Kohanim. Right, then we have the rank and file Israelites. So we have the priests, the Levites, and then all the rest of I and I, if we're not priests or Levites, as Israelites. So the Levites he counted separately, as they were not to have land assigned to them. They were not to have land assigned to the tribe of Levi. There was no land assigned to the tribe of Levi. But what would happen is that the Levitical priesthood would be, you know, would be the Levites and the priesthood would be circulated, especially the Levites, throughout all of Israel. So that means in every tribe of Israel, right, there would be places that would be assigned for the Levitical, we could say for the churchical, for the Torah, you know, for the teaching, for law and order and regulation of the community and the society. Now, among the persons whom Moshe and Eleazar and Liza enrolled was not one of those enrolled in the first census at the wilderness of Sinai, except for Caleb and Yehoshua. To Jah's own word, he said only Caleb and Joshua, right, would survive this 40 years, you know what I mean, because of the uckery that the old heads did, you know what I mean, in the wilderness after the 10 spies. They listened to the majority, and the majority listened to the lies. It's reminded me of black folks, too, you know, because somewhere along the line, we had culture. We had certain things going on for ourselves as black people. In my research and others have researched, we see this happen once we went to the donkey crash, once we started to become Balaam's donkey, so to speak. You know what I mean? That's when it all really changed up for us. But that's a related reasoning. To get through this right here, the daughters of Zelophehad, also they are in the third reading, right? Daughters of Zelophehad in the reading from Numbers chapter 26, verse 52 to Numbers chapter 27, verse 5. We have the daughters of Zelophehad. So these daughters here, they approached Moshe, Eleazar, and the Roshim, the Rashim, and the chiefs, the heads, the Rashes, and the assembly at the entrance, the Petach, right, at the door, at the entrance of the tabernacle, right, saying that their father left no sons, and asking that they be given a land holding, that they be given title to the land, that they be given this title to the land, this inheritance, right? So we have daughters here. But if you look in the earlier, there's one name, I think Sarah, earlier on, I think she also is counted with the minor. So if a woman is in that position of responsibility, it's not taken from her because she's a woman. It is given to her. But in some things, it's the mind that has to, you know, how can you say, be first in place, right? You know, and first in place sometimes means, you know, on the battlefield. You know what I'm saying? You know, so that's what the former generation, that's where they had faltered, you know, big time, right? Moses brought their case before Elohim. So now here, this brings us to the fourth reading here for the fourth day of the Shavuot, here for the Wednesday, which is the fourth day of the 7 days, counting from the first day, Sunday. We have the fourth reading, Numbers chapter 27, verses 6 to 23. So in the fourth reading, Elohim told Moses, Moshe, that the daughter's plea was just, and instructed Moses to transfer their father's share of the land to them. So this is an important precedent, right? So even when we go forward to books like Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to verse 31 is very liberating. Well, actually, the Hebrew woman in the communities that truly practiced Yahweh righteously were already liberated. They own land, they own property, they could own business. You know what I mean? But here, even in the wilderness, we're seeing this example. Right, because Moses didn't know really, okay, how to really answer this one here. And when he brought it to Jehovah's words, his response is like, they have done right. It's very just. This is what you do. And Jah further instructed that if a man died, right, now this now becomes direct instruction because they quote law, legislation, that if a man died without leaving a son, so if a man didn't have a son, the Israelites were to transfer his property to his daughter, and failing to have a daughter, right, to his brothers. So if a man didn't have any son, it didn't go to the man's brothers. No, it went to his daughter. And now if he didn't have a son or a daughter, well, then to his brothers. Or failing a brother to his father's brothers, or failing brothers of his father to the nearest relative. So Elohim told Moshe to climb heights. Time for Moshe to make some heights here. Climb the heights of Abarim and to view the land of Yisrael Yasharala, saying that when he had seen it, he would die. Why? Because he disobeyed Hashem's command to uphold Hashem's just sanctity in the sight of the people when he brought water from the rock in the wilderness of Sin. He was told at Sin where he was told to speak to the rock. And then Moses, I guess, getting frustrated with the Israelites, you know, black people bitching and moaning all the time, you know, it caused him to forget the instructions or go with his anger. And he said to the people, you know, him and Aaron went out there saying, must we do everything for you, fetch water for you, blah, 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 blah. And then he hit the rock, he hit it twice, and water came out. And that's what John said. John said that you failed. I gave you a command. Talk to the rock. I didn't say talk to the people, tell them they're rebels. They're the same descendants of rebels that you prayed for when I said I was going to destroy them, but you prayed for them. I told you, I said, by your word, I will forgive them, you know, but here's one of the consequences. So Moses basically, you know, anger, you know, he allowed his frustration, right? But he failed to uphold John's sanctity, right? Because he spoke to the people. He called them out. You bunch of rebels, man. You're always bitching and moaning about must you do everything for you, man. It's always such and such. And they got angry and hit the rock. But he was told to talk to the rock. You know what I mean? Talk to the rock. You know, people say talk to a rock. That's silly. But which one was sillier? Talking to the same hard-headed people when Jah gave you instructions to talk to the rock. Now, the same result was the same result because Jah is good. The people got the water for themselves and their animals. But it wasn't so good for Moshe. So Moshe asked Elohim, Eloheinu, to appoint someone over the community so that the Israelites would not be like sheep without a shepherd. All right. So these are all metaphors right here that are specifically Israelite metaphors. A lot of people, because they're into, you know, Christianities from the counterfeit Western Gentile, you know, demon nominations, you know, they tend to use these kind of, oh, you're a bunch of sheeple. Don't be no sheeple for the system. No, they're not understanding this. This has a direct context for us, right, as a people. Yes, we are Jah sheeple, but we're not to be other people like sheeple to their slaughter. Right, but Moses, he asked that someone be appointed to be a shepherd, a guide for John's people, right? And John told Moses to single out Joshua, Yehoshua. How? How to single him out? Well, by the laying his hand on him, the laying on of hands, right? And to commission him before Eleazar, Eleazar being the high priest, because his father was Aharon, Aaron, and he passed away on Mount Hor, right? And the whole community. Right before Eleazar and the whole community. Now Yehoshua ben Nun, he was to present himself to Eleazar HaKohen, to Eliezer the priest, who was to seek the decision of the Urim and Thummim. What is the Urim and Thummim? Lights and revelations, right? Lights and revelations, right? But the Urim and Thummim, right? On whether to go out or come in. Again, Joshua was to present himself to Eleazar, the priest, who is in the position of the high priest because of his father and father passed. He inherits that role. So Eleazar HaKohen, he is the Hebrew Christ, or he is a Hebrew Moshiach, the anointed priest in the camp. So he was to seek the decision of the Urim and Thummim, right, on whether to go out or to come in. So briefly here, what is the Urim and Thummim? Well, in the Hebrew Bible, Urim means lights. Or is light, Urim is lights. And Thummim, right? Some say the meaning is uncertain, but since we have Tam and Thum, which mean perfect, so Thummim can mean perfections, right? These are the elements of the Hoshen. The Hoshen is the high priest breastplate that's worn by the Kohen Gadol, and it's attached to the ephod, right, to the garment that, you know, covers that, like the type of vest, type of garment. They are connected with divination, right, in general. Now, if you say, well, the Israelites, that's what divine. No, we're not supposed to divine their way. We're not supposed to divine by other people's, because their divine is not our divine. Get it? So these Urim and Thummim are connected with divination in general and cleromancy in particular. Okay, what is cleromancy? Cleromancy is a form of sortition. It's a form of casting of lots in which an outcome is determined by means that normally would be considered random. For example, the rolling of dice, right? But that are sometimes believed or are named to reveal the will of Elohim. Now, this is interesting, ain't it? Because it seems like our lost found people, you know, we have a thing about dice, you know, and it's Purim. Purim is also a rolling of the dice, so to speak. But here, this was believed, Amen, admitted and credited to reveal the will of Elohim or other universal forces and entities. And yes, we have this right here in the Hebrew scriptures. So most scholars, they suspect that the phrase refers to a set of two objects that was used by the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, to answer a question or to reveal the will of Elohim. So we have the Urim and Thummim. They first appear in Exodus, in Shemot, Exodus chapter 28, verse 30, where they are named for inclusion in the Hoshen, in the breastplate, to be worn by Aharon in the holy place in the Kodesh. Now, other books of the Hebrew scriptures, 1 Samuel, Shemuel, it describes the uses in divination, or specifically in the Hebrew, right, divination. So when you see in the scripture where it talks about, like, there should be none doing divination, is basically the context of that is there's a Hebrew way that may be called based on what is divination, but it's not to be the divination of other people's divination. That's just basically the long and short of it. Going to get into a little bit more, Jah willing, like in a vlog or a vid, where we can perhaps bring some exhibits, right? But here, brothers and sisters and brothers, we have this reading right here for the fourth reading. Also, today's daily psalm, Psalm 141 right here.
The Bible is around, the wicked are going to crumble. Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked are going to crumble.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai
Echad. Here, the fourth day Aliyah, the Rabbi, right here.
Shema, and here. Shema, 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 Shema. Shema, give ear and hear for the Rabbi, Aliyah. Reading, Anafora, offering up for this Shabbat Pinchas. Here, picking up with the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Numbers, chapter 27. And here, Shema, give ear for the Rabbi, Aliyah. Here, picking up with chapter 27, Numbers 27, at verse 6, for the fourth reading, offering up Aliyah here for this Shabbat Pinchas. Vayomer Yahweh el Moshe leimor, and Yahweh Yahweh spake to Moshe leimor, saying, Ken benota tzelofahada dobrota naton titen lahem achuzata nachlata betok acheya abiyahem wa Ha ebarta etta nachlata avihen lahen. The daughters of Zelophehad speak right. Thou shalt surely give them a possession of an inheritance among their father's brethren. And thou shalt cause the inheritance of their father to pass to them. And thou shalt speak to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, to the children of Yisrael, saying, If a man die and have no son, then ye all shall cause his inheritance to pass to his daughter. And if he have no daughter, then ye all shall give his inheritance to his brethren. And if he have no brethren, then ye all shall give his inheritance to his father's brethren. And if his father have no brethren, then ye all shall give his inheritance to his kinsman that is next to him in of his family, and he shall possess it, and it shall be
to the Bnei Israel, the sons, the children of Israel, a statute of judgment as the Yahweh commanded Moshe, to prepare for death. Hear, fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers, Numbers 27, verse 12. And the Yahweh said to Moshe, get thee up into this Mount Abarim, and see the land which I have given to the Bnei Israel, the sons, the children of Israel. And when thou hast seen it, thou also shalt be gathered to Mikah, thy people, as Aharon Achika, thy brother, was gathered. For ye all rebelled against my commandment in the desert of Zin. In the strife of the congregation of the aggregation, to sanctify me, sanctify I at the water before their eyes. That is the water of Meribah in Kadesh, in the Midbar, the wilderness of Zin. Yehoshua appointed in Moshe's place. Verse 15. And Moshe spake to the Yahweh, saying, let the Yahweh, the Elohe'el of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation, the aggregation, which who may go out before them, and which who may go in before them, and which who may lead them out, and which who may bring them in, that the congregation, the aggregation of Yahweh, of Jehovah, be not as sheep which have no shepherd. And the Yahweh said to Moshe, take thee, Yahoshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is Haruach, the spirit, and lay thine hand upon him, and set him before Eleazar, HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, and before all the congregation, aggregation, and give him a charge in their sight. And thou shalt put some of thine honor upon him, that all the congregation, aggregation of Bnei Israel may be obedient. And he shall stand lifnei Eleazar HaKohen, before Eleazar the priest, the Kohen, who shall ask counsel for him after the judgment of Urim, lifnei Yahweh, before Jehovah. At his word shall they go out, and at his word they shall come in, both he and all the Bnei Israel with him, even all the congregation, even all the aggregation. And Moshe did as the Yahweh commanded him, and he took Joshua, and set him lifnei Eleazar HaKohen, before Eleazar the Kohen, the Kohen, the priest, and before all the congregation, the aggregation, and he laid his hands upon him and gave him a charge as the Yahweh commanded by the hand of Moshe, by the hand of Moses. Moses, 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 Moses.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as
sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. And listen to the words of a prophet. The wages of sin is death. Now the gift of Jah is eternal life. The truth is a fact and we all know that. So there's no need to build no strife while there is life against your brother or sister. Or your enemies, there is the book of knowledge. Yeah, it's there for those who want to learn truth. Yeah, children of Israel, keep listening. Yeah. come along.
Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away. His kingdom.
Yes, 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 Book of Daniel.
Padamawi, Padamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is due for
Yes, yes, yes. So today's daily psalm, Psalm 141, an interesting psalm. This is the Ishants. Going to focus on the Ishants. The Ishants offering in the beginning of the psalm. But here, here, here. First things first.
Shalom Supreme. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For 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 thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense. Before thee as incense. As incense.
Perfect. Blessed. Messiah. Messiah.
Messiah. Psalm 141.
Mizmor Kuf Mem Aleph Mizmor Le David.
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 Lord.
Adonai. 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 Adonai.
I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me,
haste unto me,
haste unto me,
haste unto me,
haste unto me, haste.
Adonai keratiha hushali, 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 hushali.
Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee,
cry unto thee.
Azina koli bekor ila,
bekor ila,
bekor ila,
bekor ila,
bekor ila,
bekor ila,
bekor ila.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, as incense, as incense, as incense.
Tikon tefillati ketoret lefanecha,
lefanecha, lefanecha, lefanecha, lefanecha, lefanecha.
And the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice,
evening sacrifice,
evening sacrifice,
evening sacrifice,
evening.
Says
the evening, says the evening.
Mas'at kapai min hat'aren,
hat'aren, hat'aren, hat'aren, hat'aren, hat'aren, hat'aren, hat'aren, hat'aren, hat'aren.
Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. Let the righteous smite me. It shall be a kindness. And let him reprove me. It shall be an excellent oil which shall not break my head. For yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. When their judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord, in thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst that I withal escape, 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 escape.
So right here, you hear a very interesting psalm, and we emphasize that part there with the ancients and the lifting up of the hands. And the Aishans as a prayer. But first thing first, right here, I'd like to write up in the Royal Amharic right here, go to verse by verse from the King of Kings Bible. Also to bring a look of the Midrash, if possible, look at the time we have here on the Inn and the Ivory. But let's push forward right here. Here, Dubwise, today's daily psalm, Royal Amharic, this time up, not Abraham Chebudet from the King of Kings Bible, but Jonas, after work. Yes, I on the read.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
So here from the HSV, the Haile Selassie version right here, also side by side on the same dub, KJV, Hebrew highlights. On the dub, let us pray, Black Uhuru, Black Uhuru dub, why?
It is
chapter 30, yeah.
مزمور متو أربعة بكنف متو أربعة أنت إداويت مزمور مزمور متو أربعة بكنف متو أربعة أنت إداويت مزمور عبيتو ودانتا جوه سماني ودانتا سجوهم يلمنينك على رمت ألوتين بفيته اندات آنتك أبل اللي أجل من ساتي من دسرك مسوات سهول عبيتو لافيت أباك يا نور تكن فروتشي نمزقات أبك لبين ولك فونا قرات ملسو عمتن كم يادر قو سووش قار لعاتي أتمكنيات اندالسد كمرت أوشاكوهم قارالي التوابر عادك بمهراتي قسس أن يزلف أنين يعاتي أفنيات زيت كل راتين عيكبا سلوتي قنا بكفات عشو لاينا ونا አያላኑ ቻቸው በአል ተጠገብ ተጣሉ አፋጭናትና ቃልን ይሰማሉ በመድር ላይ እንደተሰነጠቀ እንደ መሬት ጓል እንዲሁ አጥንቶቻችን በሲኦል ተበተኑ አቤቱ ጌታ አይኖቼ ወደ አንተ ናቸውና በአንተ ታመን ነፍሴን አታውጣት ከሰወሩብኝ ወጥመድ አመጽንም ከሚያደርጉ ሰዎች እንቅፋት ጠብቀኝ እኔ ብቻዬን ስካልፍ ድረስ ኃጢአተኞች በወጥመዳቸው ይውደቁ።
Psalm 141.
Mizmor Kuf Mem Aleph Mizmor Le David.
Lord
Adonai, 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 Adonai.
I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me.
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 Adonai keratiha hushali. 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 Hushali.
Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, as incense, as incense.
תיקון תפילתי כתורת לפניך, 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 לפניך.
And the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
משאת כפיים מן חד ארן, חד ארן, חד ארן, חד ארן.
Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity. And let me not eat of their dainties. Let the righteous smite me. It shall be a kindness. And let him reprove me. It shall be an excellent oil which shall not break my head. For yet my prayer also shall be in their calamity. When their judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst that I withal escape.
Foundation is in the holy mountain of Zion.
Escape, 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 escape.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
So here, we got like 12 minutes on the podcast right here for the call in. Once again, 515-602-9761, or on the Rastafari Israelites. Going to ride up with the verse by verse from the King of Kings Bible here for today's daily psalm, verse by verse, and then also for Hebrew as we have opportunity here going into third Iowa. But hear this.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Select up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform. Hieroglyphic, New Arabic, Tamarians. Learn them languages there. Learn the Hamaric language. You see? The English language. Join your mentality.
For with stammering lips and another tongue. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shalom, Chabarim. Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malkiah Tzedek, we have Mezmore Dawit, Meto Arba, Bekenfwist, Meto Arba, and we have Mezmore. Psalm of Dawit, David here, Ge'ez construct here in the Metzav Kedus, in the Book of the Seven Seals, in the Revised, Authorized, and Revised Amharic Bible right here, and here from the Mezmore Dawit, Psalms of David, known in Ethiopic as the Mezmore Dawit, here from the Parallel Bible Version containing in one volume both the 1611 AD, the English KJV, and the Ethiopian King of Kings 1961 AD Amharic text, originally published by Moa Anbesa Ze'im Negeda Yehuda. The Lion of Judah has prevailed. Gormawi Kermawi Hala Selassie, His Imperial Majesty Hala Selassie I, Hala Selassie the First, Siyum Exiavia, Elect of God, Negusa Negeza, Ethiopia. So here, the HIM Bible Version and the KJV side by side.
Introduction, annotation, commentary by I, His Highness Ras Yadinos Tefari, Ras Ayadanis Tefari, I, Yadin, here from a special Jubilee printing, 2011, LOJ, Lion of Judah Society College Press. So here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malki, Tzedek, Melke, Tzedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king. King of Kings. Yes, sire. Weep not, behold. Here we have Mezmore David. So here the good is construct. Mezmore, Psalm of David. In the Amharic, that's Yeh David of David. Yeh of David Mezmore. A psalm, or more better translation, a chant. Isis. Mezmore David. Isis. Chant of David. Here it's labeled as Meto Arba. Meto 100 Arba 40, but in parentheses we have the corresponding numbering for today's daily psalm, Psalm 141, Meto Arba And. Superscription, Yeh David Mezmor. So both the Ge'ez and the Amharic titling, Ge'ez again, Mezmore David. Amharic, Yeh David Mezmor. Mik I and I begin. Besama'ab, wewelid, wamenfes, kedus, ahadu, amlak. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, the one source, in jamralen, mik I and I begin. Kut'ar'an, verse 1. Abetu, wada ante, chohu, semany, wada ante, sich ohema, yelimnayen, k'ala dimt. Lord, abetu. My Father's Father, O Ab of the Beit Abitu, I cry to thee, I make haste to me. Give ear to my voice when I cry to thee, I. Wada ante chohu, 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 choh, choh. Not so much the boo-hoo-hoo cry, but like a shout, shout out. Ya, ja. Wada ante, wada towards ante, ante, speaking directly to a male, speaking directly to he who be, we be, ante, wada towards to, ante, chohihu, chohihu, chohu, wada ante, choh, abetu, wada ante, choh, simany, 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 hear me, sima, sima, ny, simany, simany, hear I. Wada ante towards the eye, sich o him, sich o him, sich o him, when I shout out to the eye, and when I shout out to the eye, sich o him, ye limenayin, limena, limena, limena. Supplication, here this word brings out a sense of supplication, beseeching, begging, supplication, ye limenayin. Yelimanayin, of my supplication, kal, the voice of my supplication, adimt, adimt, adimt. Pay attention, listen, pay attention to the voice, to the kal here in the Amharic, kal is word, to the word of my supplication. Yelimanayin kal adimt. In the Hebrew, kol, kol is voice. So here we have yelimanayin kal adimt. Give ear to the voice of my supplication when I shout out to thee, the I, male, and none other. Avirtu, wada ante chohu, samanye, wada ante sich o him, yelimanayin kal adimt. Kuter hulet, verse 2. Felotena befite hinde itan, tek ababalim, idja menesatim, in the sarka meswa'it tehun. Here, kuter hulet, verse 2. May my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, aishens, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice, tselotein. Tselot, prayer, tselote, my prayer, tselotein. Put an emphasis on my prayer. What about my prayer? Be fiteh, feet, face, presence, befit, in the face, presence, befit, in the eye, male face, elotain, befit, my prayer, I pray in your face, in your perception, before, befit, also being brought out as before the eye, so befit, befit, in your presence, in your face, your perception, or before the eye, in the as, like, it'an, it'an, it'an in the Amharic is aishens or incense. So the it'an, 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 in the as, like, it'an, tekebelelin, 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 receive, Kabbalah, 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 to receive, or Kabbalah in the Hebrew, Kabbalah in the Amharic from the Ge'ez, Tekebelelin, Tekebel, receive, Lelin, Lin, for I, in favor of I, Elotain, Befite, in the Itan, Tekebelelin, receive, for I, as Aishens, my prayer in your presence, in your perception. Ij mensatim, ij hand, ij mensat, mensat, lifting up of the hand, saluting, lifting up of the hand. Ij mensatim, and the lifting up of my hand, ij mensatim, in the like, as, sark, sark, word from the is for the evening, sark, sark. Sark meswa'it, as the evening meswa'it, meswa'it, as the evening sacrifice, tehun, tehun. Let it be, but here the tehun sense is let her be. If we say yehun, yehun, let it be, to say let he be, let it be. Here we have tehun, let she be, let her be. Kuter hulet, verse 2, selotain. Befitin the itana tekebelelin, ija mensatim, in the sark meswa'it tehun. Kuter source, verse 3. Abetu, la'afet abaki anur, ye kenaf rochenim mezgia, tebik. Set a watch, abetu, before my mouth, keep the door of my lips. Abetu, I father's father, father of the house, Ab of the bait, Abetu, le'afe, for afe, for my mouth, tebaki, tebaki, a guardian, a watch, a guardian, a protector, a guardian, tebaki, le'afe, tebaki, anor, set, for afe, my mouth, a tebaki, le'afe, tebaki, anor, ye kenferoche, kenferoche, my lips, ye of kenferoche, of my lips, ye kenferoche nim, and of my lips, emphasis, ye kenferoche nim, mezgiya, 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 like a shutting, like a closing of my lips, tebik, tebik, keep my lips, keep the closing. Like the closing, almost like the doors, but the closing, mezgiya, mezgiya, zega, zega, to close, mezgiya, the closing of my lips, guard the closing of my lips. Abetu, lafet abaki anur, yekenforochene mezgiyat abik. Kuter arat, verse 4. Leben, wode kufune gerra atamelso. Amet ana ka miyadargu sawochkar lechatiyata mikniyata indalset ka merit o chachuwim gar al tebaber. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked ratchet works with men that work iniquity, antiquity, and make me not eat of their dainties. Libane, libe, libe, my heart, libane, for emphasis, the n, direct object suffix mark at the end, libane, Lebain, my heart, water, kufu, towards kufu, towards evil, neger, to an evil thing, an evil matter. Atamelso, atamelso, don't turn, don't return, don't turn my heart to kufu neger, to an evil thing. Ametza is like rebellion here, brought out as wicked. Ametza, ametzan, kamiya dargu, sawoch gar, with those who do, with the men, sawoch, kamiya dargu, sawoch gar, with the men who do, who practice, ametza, to practice. So here it's not just doing it, but they practice. It's a regular, habitual. Ametzan, kamiya dargu, sawoch gar, lechatiyat, for akari. Mikniyat, as a reason for akari and dalaset, don't give, as a reason, as an excuse for chatiyat, for sin, with those who practice ametza, rebellion. Ka merot o chachowim, merto, their choice, merot o chachowim, their choice, like say dainties, what they choose. Ka merto chacho wim, merto chacho, what they choose to say dainties, merto being choice, or merete, ka merto chacho wim, and ka merto chacho wim, gar, this brings out a sense of with their dainties. Right, or their choice things, merto, where they're chosen things. Al-tababir, don't make me solidaritous. Tababir, to say solidarity, to say like uniting, almost like you're in solidarity, right? Don't make me in solidarity with their choice, their chosen things. Kut'er amist, verse 5. Tzadika b'mehireta ye geset ein yiza lefenim ye chati atenya zayita gina rasen ayikba tzelote gena bekafatachoa lai nawinna. May the righteous smite I, it shall be a kindness. And make him reprove I, it shall be. An excellent oil, which shall not break my head, for yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. Tzadik, speaking about the righteous one, righteous person, tzadik, righteous, b'mihiret, in mercy, mehiret, ye geset eng. May he, to say like reprove, yizelefe, so like to smite in the sense of reproving and correcting in that sense. Not smite in like a physical sense, but smite in the sense of correcting sense, a reproving sense. And tzadik b'mehireta yegesetzen yizalefenyim yechatiatenya zet ye of chatiatenya, of the sinner of the akar, chatiatenya. So chatiyat, sin, akari, fukari, falling short. Chatiyatenya, the akar, of the akar, zait, the oil, gin, however, but the oil of the chatiyatenya, rasein, my head, my ras, rasein, my rosh, my head, ayikba, don't anoint my head, but don't anoint my head with the oil of the akka, with the oil of the sinner. Ye chat yatinya zeit gin rasein ayikba. Tzelote, my prayer. Tzelote, genna. Tzelote, genna. Still, my prayer still. Tzelote, genna. Bekafatacho Laina Winna is still Genna is still upon against to say against Be Kafatacho Lai is still against their wickedness. Kafat, their wickedness here brought out as in there it says, for yet my prayers elote genna is yet genna elote genna bekafatacho laina winna for my prayer, yet my prayer also, KJV says, shall be in their calamities. But it says, but my prayer is yet genna elote genna bekafatacho lie is against their uckeries, their wickednesses. Uter sedist, verse 6. Hayalano chacho ba'aletat egeba tetalu. Tafat natina kalena yisamalu. When the judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Chayalano chacho be'aletat egebatet alu. Here we have chayalano chacho. Chayalan, the powerful ones, the mighty ones, the chayalan. Chayalan from chayal, power, both in the Amharic and in the Hebrew, chayal. Chayil, here we have Chayalano Chacho, their powerful ones, their mighty ones, almost like their rulers, their powerful ones, the ones of Chayil, the mighty ones. Chayalano Chacho, their judges, brothers, their judges, be'olet, against, by way of olet, the stone, at Egeb. Close to, by way of the olet, by way of the stone. Now here, from the Hebrew sense, the power, the source, the true good, the true God, is likened to that true rock, that true stone. So here, be olet, at Egeb, near Tetalu, their judges, nearby, close to the olet, the rock, Tetalu are cast down. Their judges, Chayalano Chacho, their powerful ones, their archons, to bring out the sense of their archons, their rulers. Chayalano Chacho, the Olet at Egeb, nearby the Olet, Tetalu are cast down, the sense are overthrown, right? Overthrown by or near or close to the olet, the rock. Tafat natina, sweet, for she is. Tafat natina, for she is sweet. Kalein, my word, kalein, Yisamalu, for they will hear my word. They will hear Yisamalu. They will hear Kalein. Afat Natana. So the sense here in the Ethiopic, the Royal Amharic, we could say Psalm. Here is Afat Natana. For they are sweet Kalein Yisamalu. My words imply my words. They will hear. For my word is words, and tafat natana, for they are sweet. Uter sabat, verse 7. Bemidrlai inda tesenetke, inda meret gual. Indihu at into chachin, besiola tebetanu. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth. The midr lie upon the earth in the tesenetke in the merit gual. Tesenetke, that is split as that in the like tesenetke as upon the land, upon the earth, in the tesenetke as that which is split in the merit as like a field, say, speaking of the land, gual, as the clod, or a lump of earth, a lump of clay. It could be a clod, like a lump of dirt, right? A clod. So here, gual, bemidrla inda tesenetke, inda merate gual, upon the earth, like that which is split, tesenetke, in the merit, like the land gual, like a clod, a clod of the earth, a lump of clay, like a lump of clay, so to speak. Indihu, like this, at into chachin, atint bone, at into chachin, our bones. Indihu, like this, and like this, at into chachin, our bones, besiol, in siol, in sheol. Tebetanu is scattered, our bones is scattered in Sheol, in the underworld. Sheol, Besiol, Tebetanu, Kuter Cement, Avetu, Gieta, Ainochea, Wodante Nachuina, Beante Tamenhu, Nefsen Ataut'at. But mine eyes to thee, O Lord, O God the Lord, here KJV, O God the Lord, Avetu, Gieta. In thee I is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Abirtu, I father, father of the house, Ab of the bait. Abirtu, Geeta, sovereign, O Lord, Geeta, Abirtu, Geeta. Ainoche, my eyes, what ante towards the eye male, not chowuna, they are. Ainoche, what ante, not chowuna. The ante, in ante, in the eye, tamenuhu, tamen, faith, trust, tamenuhu, tamenu. I trust, in the eye, male, the ante, tamenu, nefsein, ataut'at. Leave my soul not destitute, don't leave not my soul destitute, nefse, my soul, my psyche, nefsein, ataut'at, don't leave her. Actually, it brings out the sense of don't leave my soul, nefsein, ataut'at, kuter zeteng, verse 9, ka sawarubin wetmed, Amet nema kamiya dergua sawocha in a kfatat ebkeng. Keep I from the snares which they have laid for me, for I, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Kasawaru bin, from that which they have hidden, ka from sawaru, they hid bi. Upon, on, against, nye, bing, ka sawaru bing, wet med, a trap, wet med, ka sawaru bing, wet med, from the trap they have laid against me, amet, rebellion, amet inim, and rebellion, or the sense of rebellion or iniquity as it's brought out here, rebellion, kamiya dargu sawoch, from those who practice, kamiya dargu sawoch. Sawoch, people, men and people, kamiya dargu, those who do, amet inim, and rebellion, iniquity, rebelliousness, kamiya dargu sawoch, from people, men and people who practice rebelliousness, iniquity, in kafat is a hindrance, like a constraint, a hindrance, an obstacle, a hurdle, a constraint, right? Here, it says, from the hindrance or the constraint or the obstacle of those who work rebelliousness, tebkeng, guard I, protect I, like hedge I about, تبكين كاسا وروبين واتمد عمت نما كميا درغو سواجا انكفاتا تبكين كوت راسر verse 10 إني بيشايين إسكاليفا درسا خط يتنيو چا بوت مداتشو يودكو May the wicked, the wretched fall into their own nets, whilst that I withal escape. Ine, I, pronoun for I, ine, bichayin, bicha, bicha, only, to say only in that sense, bichayi, like only I, and only I, ine, bichayin, iskalif deres, and I alone, right, we have in the Bicha and the Ethiopic, the Bahita we sense alone, Bahit, to be alone. But here, Ine Bichayin, I only, iska until Aleph, Aleph, sense of the pass, like pass over, the pass by in that sense. The bring out the idea of escape, iska lift the rest until I escape. Ine Bichayin, iska lift the rest. The sinners, the uckers, bear wet medacho, their traps, bear by way of or in, bear wet medacho in their own traps, yudeku, 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 let them fall, let them fail into their own traps. Ine bichayin iska lift the resa chat yatenyoch, bear wet medacho, yudeku.
Yes, 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 yes. A little correction on one part where it says, Tafachinatina, she is sweet. Where it says, they are sweet, his words are sweet. He's really saying that she, almost like his word, Sheik Alain, Isamalu, they will hear his word because she is sweet. While the KJV has, they are sweet. But I think it's interesting that his word, you know, we start to notice the, you know, the masculine and feminine polarity, the soul, the psyche. But here's Jonas Afewerk, Jonas Afewerk right here, chanting the full of today's daily psalm according to the royal order, after the order of Melchizedek, right here. Just hold on, brothers and sisters. Want to just let you hear the native speaker is going through like the verse by verse kind of build right there. Let the eye hear the native speaker, you know, read at the indigenous pace. Here. Yes, sir. Rastafari.
Mezmur Metuarba. Bekindif Metuarba and. Yedawit Mezmur.
Again. It seemed like it was low.
Mezmur Metuarba.
Probably brothers and sisters, that way it was kind of low right there. So here with the dub part, yes, I, again. On the Let's Us Pray rhythm. Jonas afterwards.
Chapter 10, yeah.
Mezmur Metuarba. በቅንፍ 141 የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ ወደ አንተ ጮህ ስማኝ ወደ አንተ ስጮህም የልመናዬን ቃል አድምጥ ጸሎቴን በፊትህ እንደ ዕጣን ተቀበልልኝ እጅ መንሳቴም እንደ ሰርክ መስዋዕት ትሁን አቤቱ ለአፍ የጠባቂ አኑር የከንፈሮቼንም መዝጊያ ጠብቅ ልቤን ወደ ክፉ ነገር አትመልሰው አመጽን ከሚያደርጉ ሰዎች ጋር ለኃጢአት ምክንያት እንዳልሰጥ ከምርጦቻቸውም ጋር አልተባበር ጻድቅ በምህረት ይገስጸኝ ይዝለፈኝም የኃጢአተኛ ዘይት ግን ራሴን አይቅባ ጸሎቴ ገና በክፋታቸው ላይ ነውና ኃያላኖቻቸው በዓለት አጠገብ ተጣሉ ጣፋጭ ናትና ቃሌን ይሰማሉ በምድር ላይ እንደተሰነጠቀ እንደ መሬት ጓል እንዲሁ አጥንቶቻችን በሲኦል ተበተኑ አቤቱ ጌታ ዓይኖቼ ወደ አንተ ናቸውና በአንተ ታመኑ ነፍሴን አታውጣት ከሰወሩብኝ ወጥመድ አመጽንም ከሚያደርጉ ሰዎች እንቅፋት ጠብቀኝ እኔ ብቻዬን እስካልፍ ድረስ ኃጢአተኞች በወጥመዳቸው ይውደቁ።
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
For 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 thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
As incense.
Before thee as incense. As incense. As incense,
as incense,
as incense,
as incense,
as incense,
as incense,
as incense, as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
The evening sacrifice.
They could never prosper. They could never. No way, no way, no way. But they don't pray. Chapter 10. Chapter 10.
Here, right on the Hebrew. Yes, I, the Hebrew here. And let us pray, Black Uhuru, the Hebrew.
Pray, 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 pray.
מזמור קוף מם אלף מזמור לדוד אדוני קראתי חושה לי האזינה קולי בקוראי לך תיקון תפילתי כתורת לפניך משאת כפיי מנחת ארץ שיטה אדוני שמרה לפי נצרה על דל שפתי אל תת ליבי לדבר רע להתעולל עלילות ברשע את אישים פועלי אבן ובל תלחם במנעמיהם יהלמני צדיק חסד ויוכיחני שמן ראש על יני ראשי כי עוד ותפילתי ברעותיהם נשמטו בידי סלע שופטיהם ושמעו אמרי כי נעמו כמו פולח ובוקע בארץ נפזרו עצמנו לפי שאול יאליך אלוהים אדוני עיני וכך חסיתי אל תיאר נפשי שומרני מדי פח יקישו לי ומוקשות פועלי אבן יפלו ומחמוריו רשעים יחד אנוכי עד העבור
Psalm 141
Mizmor Kuf Mem Aleph Mizmor Le David
Mizmor Le David Mizmor Le David Mizmor Le David Mizmor Le David Mizmor Le David
Lord
Adonai 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 Adonai
So I cry unto thee Make haste unto
Make
me.
Make haste unto
Make
me.
Make haste unto
Make
me.
Make haste unto
Make me. Haste unto
Make haste unto
me. Adonai kerati ha hushali. 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 Hushali.
Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee.
Cry unto thee.
Aazina koli bekkor ila.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
As incense. As incense.
תיקון תפילתי כתורת לפניך, 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 לפניך,
And the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
משאת כפיי מן חד ארן, חד ארן, חד ארן, חד ארן.
Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity. And let me not eat of their dainties. Let the righteous smite me. It shall be a kindness. And let him reprove me. It shall be an excellent oil which shall not break my head. For yet my prayer also shall be in their calamity. When their judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord, in thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst that I withal escape. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord.
Hua kratika khushali hazina kolli de qari 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 mizmor kof mem alef mizmor kof mem alef Psalm 141 here a midrash on today's psalm mizmor kof mem alef mizmor kof mem alef mizmor le david yahua kratika khushali Hazina kolli de qari lach. A psalm of David. Lord Yahuwah Jehovah, I have called thee. Make haste to me. Give ear to my voice when I call to thee, to the eye. Mizmor le David. Yahuwah kratika chushali. Hazina kolli de qari lach. Shlomo Hamelech. Solomon said, The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. Hear, the Mishal, Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs, Proverbs of Solomon, chapter 15, Proverbs 15, verses 29 to 30. The Lord is far from the wicked, the ratchet, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. Rachok Yahuwah me Rishaim, utefilat hazadikim yishma. Mor aynayim yismach leib. Shmua tova te dashen atzem. He who be, Yahuwah Jehovah, is far from the wicked. Rachok Yahuwah me Rishaim. But he heareth the prayer of the righteous. Utefilat hazadikim yishma. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart. Mor aynayim yismach leib. And a good report maketh the bones fat. Shemua tova tidashen atzem. Hear, Shlomo said. He who be who he be is far from the ratchet, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he. May the eyes of the righteous shine. May their hearts rejoice. May their bones fat, in that he gave them good tidings. And what were the good tidings he gave them? That is written at the end of the preceding psalm, namely Psalm 140, verses 12 to 14, that reads, The violent and evil man shall be hunted with thrust upon thrust. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the poor and the rights of the needy. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. Ish lashon bala yichona ba'aretz. Ish hamas ra'a yitzudenu le'madachepot. Da'ita, ya da'ita, ya da'iti, kia ya isa, Yahuwah, din onni, mishpata avyoni, akal tzarkima yodua lishmecha, yeshvua, yisharim et panika. Here. A slanderer shall, the fuller verses, a slanderer shall not be established in the earth. Ish lashon, bala yikon, ba'aretz. A slanderer, ish, a man, lashon, a man of tongue. Ish lashon, bala yikon, ba'aretz. The violent and evil man, isha hamas, ra'a. The violent man, evil, isha hamas, ra'a, shall be hunted with thrust upon thrust. Yitzudeinu le mada chefot. Thrust upon thrust. Yitzudeinu will be hunted. Yitzudeinu le mada chefot. Here, the kati, yada'ita. The I know. Yada'ita, here the kere, yada'iti. I know. I have known. Yada'iti, I know because I have known. So here the Katib says, speaking to the eye, yada'ita, yada'ita, yada'ita. The eye, speaking to a male, no, yada'ita. Here the kere, yada'iti. What is said, yada'iti. Kia ya'ise, Yahuwah din oni. I know that he who he be, will maintain the cause of the poor. Yada'ita, kia ya'ise, Yahuwah din oni. The I know that he who he be will maintain the cause of the poor. Yada'iti ki ya'ese, Yahuwah din onni. I know that he who he be will maintain the cause of the poor. And the right of the needy, the judgment of the needy, mishpata evyonim, of the Ebionites, the Ebionim, mishpata evyonim. Surely, ak, for show, verily, ak, tzadikim, for show, the righteous, the tzadikim, yodu, will give yada, yodu, will give thanks, yodu, lishmecha, to shemecha, the Hashem, even the Hashem, HaKadosh, Baruch Hashem, the upright shall dwell in thy presence. Yeshvua yisharim etapaneka, yeshvu yisharim etapaneka, etafaneka, etafanecha. The upright, the yisharim, shall dwell, shall be seated. Yeshvu, shall yashar, be seated, be enthroned. Yeshvu yisharim, shall dwell, etapaneka, in thy face, in thy presence, in thy perception. Hear. Accordingly, David, he prayed, I beseech thee, I, let me, make I be in the number of those that will behold, paneka, et fanecha, the eye face, the eye presence, the eye perception, Yahuwah, O Jehovah, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name. Lord, I have called to thee. Make haste to me. Yahuwah, Kratika, Hushali, Jehovah, Yahuwah, Adonai, Kratika, Hushali, Jehovah, I have called to thee, Yahuwah, Kratika, make haste, Husha, make haste, Husha, make haste, Husha, Li, make haste to me, Hushali, Yahuwah, Kratika, Hushali. What is meant by the words Hushali? Make haste, Husha, to me, Li, Hushali. It is meant that David said, quote, even as I made haste to call thee, the I, do thou make haste to me. Hushali,
Hushali,
Hushali.
Make haste to I.
Make haste to I.
Make haste to I.
And here a midrash note on Mizmor Kof. Mem Aleph, Mizmor Kof, Mim Aleph. Psalm 141, Psalm CXLI. Here, midrash note here. To call thee, this is Padua's emendation. In the ET, the edited text, it reads, quote, to practice thy precepts, to practice thy precept. It is meant that David said in saying, Hushali, Hushali, make haste to me, even as I make haste to call thee, even as I make haste to practice thy precepts. Do I make haste to me, Yahuwah, Kratika, Hushali. What proverb fits here? What parable fits here? That of the man who had a lawsuit before the ruler. When the man saw that all the other litigants had advocates to plead for them, he called to the ruler and said, I beseech thee, all the litigants must have their advocates, but I have no advocate. I have no one to plead for me. Be thou my judge, and be thou, my advocate. In like manner, David called. One man puts his trust in the decorous and upright acts he has performed. Another puts his trust in the acts of his fathers, of his patriarchs. But I put my trust in thee, in the I. Even though I have no righteous acts, answer I, because I have called to thee, I have called to the I. Hence, here, even here, in Mizmor Kof, Mem, Aleph, in Psalm 141. Here, hence, David said, Yahuwah Ratika, Hushali, Jehovah, he who be, we be. I have called thee, Yahuwah Ratika. Make haste, Husha, make haste to me, Hushali. Let my prayer, make my prayer be set before thee as the incense, as the aishens, and make the lifting up of my hands be an evening sacrifice. Let make my prayer be set forth before thee as the incense, the aishens, and make the lifting up of my hands be an evening sacrifice. Hear. Hebraically, the Aleph verse right here. Tikon, tifalati, kitoreta lifanecha, masa'ata kapaya, minachata areb. Let make my prayer be set forth. Tikon, tifalati, tikon, to be set. Tikon, tifalati, my prayer, I pray tifalati. Kitoret lifanecha, kitoret, aishens lifanecha, as aishens before the eye, lifanecha, in the eye's face, in the eye's presence, before the eye. Tikona tifilati, kitoreta lifanecha, masa'at kapai, masa'at, the lifting up, masa'at kapai, of my hands, kapai, of my palms, of my hands, kapai. Masa'ata kapai, minchata arev. Minchat, the minka. The minka, what is called the minka. Here, Hebraically, the minchat. Also known as the minkat. Minchata arev. Minchata arev. Arev, the arev. Arev, or the arev, as some would say, arev, the evening. Arev. Minchata arev. Tikon tifilati kitoreta lefanecha, masat kapai, minachata areb. May my prayer be set forth as aishens before the eye, in thy face. Tikon tifilati kitoreta lefanecha, the lifting up of my hands, masata kapai, of my kapai, of the palms of my hands, kapai. Minchat Ta'arev. Minchat, the evening, the meal offering, the Minchat Arev of the evening. And here on the Kitaret, the Aishans, Kitaret, the Aishans, the Masa'at Kapai, the lifting up of my hands, or Hebraically, the lifting up of my palms. Masat Kapai, Masat from Nasa, Masa'at Kapai, the lifting up of my palms, and the Minchat Arev, the Minkata Arev, the evening sacrifice. Here, incense, the incense, the kitoret, the aishans, Hebraically, as we have in Psalm 66, Hebraically, the 15th verse, we have the sweet smoke of rams, the kitoret, the aishans. So the word is employed of the odor, the kitoret, the odor of the sacrifice. Burning on ha-mizbeach, on the mizbach, the mizbeach, the altar. The psalmist here is evidently precluded from bringing an offering and hopes that tifilato, his prayer, will be an efficacious, effective substitute. We also have Hosea chapter 14, verse 3 right here with the aishans. Tikon tifilati kitoret lefaneka. May my prayer be set forth as incense. Be set forth as incense before the eye, in the eye presence. The kitoret, the aishans, lefaneka, in the eye's face, before the eye, or may my prayer be set forth before thee as the aishans, as the kitoret. Lifting up of my hands, the masa'at kapai. Here bringing out the Hebrew, the kaf, the palm of the hand. As the Hebrew letter kaf, we have the Hebrew letter kaf, and the Hebrew letter kaf, even in the latter asherit, or the Masoretic, the square pointing, brings out that sense of the palm, the cup palm of the hand, as to receive. And here, with the masa'at kapai, the lifting up of my palms, the lifting up of my hands, more specifically, the lifting up of my palms, here is the attitude, here is the visual glyph, or the attitude of prayer, the lifting up of the palms, the lifting up of the hands. We also have it in Psalms 28, Hebraically the second verse, Psalm 28, XXVIII, and 2, as well as in Psalm 63, Hebraically the fifth verse, Psalm LXIII, Hebraically the fifth verse, the lifting up of the hands, and here the masa'at kapai, the lifting up, the masa'at of the palms, the kapai of my hands, and the minchat arev, the minkata arev, we have the evening, Arev, or some would point it as Arev, but here it's pointed as Arev, the evening, Minchat, the evening offering, We have the evening offering. So here in Numbers, the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book by Midbar in the wilderness called Numbers chapter 28, XXVIII and 4. And here in Numbers chapter 28 and 4, it reads, "The one lamb shalt thou offer in the morning, and the other lamb shalt thou offer at even." So the KJV reads, "The one lamb shalt thou offer in the morning, and the other lamb shalt thou offer at even." So here, looking at the Chumash and looking at the Masoretic Hebrew, we have Etaha Kaves. Echad ta'isse v'aboker ve'eita ha'kavesa ha'sheni ta'isse bein ha'arba'im. Ha'arba'im. Here, the one lamb shalt thou offer in the morning. Eta ha'kaves, the kaves, ha'kaves, or some would enunciate as ha'kaves, kaves. Eta ha'kavesa echad, the one, ta'isse shalt thou do, make, do ta'isse va boker, ba boker, in the boker, And the other lamb shalt thou offer at dusk, or the even, KJV, the evening. Ve'etor, ve'etah hakavesa hasheni, hasheni, the second, hasheni, ta'iseh, ta'iseh, ta'aseh, ta'iseh, shalt thou do, bain, bain, between ha'arba'i, between the evenings, bain ha'arba'i, bain ha'arba'i, between the evens, or at even, or at dusk. So here the evening sacrifice in Numbers chapter 28 verse 4. So the mention of this particular offering here in Mizmor Kof Mem Aleph, Kof Mem Aleph, in this Mizmor Lidawi, this Mizmor, this chant intonation Isis of David, Mizmor Lidawi, the mention of this particular offering here led some to suggest that the psalm, this particular psalm, Psalm 141, Psalm CXLI, this psalm was composed, some say, as a hymn for the evening use and for the evening service here, with focus on this verse here, the Beit verse, or the second verse Hebraically, Tikon, Tifilati, Kitoreta Lefaneka, Masa'ata Kapai, Minchata Areb. May my prayer be set forth as incense, as aishence, before thee, the eye, before the eye's face, in the eye's presence, perception. The lifting of my hands, or kapai, my palms, masata kapai, as the evening sacrifice, minchat areb. And just a little bit more right here on the mincha, Hebraically from the Hebrew, mincha. In this form here, min chat. Others say the minka, minka. My here I and I say the minka, as it's pronounced in modern Hebrew, minka. Hebraically, the mincha, mincha, and the min chat. The minka, the minkat. Here, the H4503. And it's defined according to the BDB definition as a gift, tribute, offering, present, oblation, sacrifice, meat offering. And here I would like to zoom in on the fact that what is called in Old English, and particularly the KJV, the King James Version, as the meat offering is a bloodless offering, is usually a grain offering, and does not have any debtors or any flesh. All right, so here this is a gift, present, tribute, and offering, Elohim, to the true good, the true God, and the grain offering. And it's said to come from a more ancient unused root word meaning to apportion or to bestow. The part of speech, this word is feminine, the part of speech right here. Now Strong's definition brings out the min ka as apportion, bestowal, a donation. In a euphemistic sense of the word, it's tribute. Specifically, the mincha is a sacrificial offering. It's an offering, the type, a sacrificial offering, and usually it is a bloodless and voluntary. So usually it's bloodless as a grain offering, no debtors, and it's voluntary. It's a gift, oblation, an offering, often called in the KJV, the King James Version, often referred to as a meat offering. More correctly, it should be meal offering, being usually the grain offering, a present, and in this context, quote, a sacrifice, though the more correct word would be an offering. And the word mincha, is found in various places. One of the first mentions is in Bereshis, in Genesis. Genesis chapter 4, verse 3, concerning the offering, found in this verse here, and in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, is one of the first areas, and the second area found, the second place in Bereshis in Genesis chapter 32, verse 14, where the English reads right here, just to bring this out right here, just getting the word, getting the word in the verse. Now, this is one of those verses where sometimes the English and the translations don't quite agree, because it might be the next verse over. It's the next verse over, not that specific verse. But here in Genesis chapter Yes, it's in chapter 32, verse 14 in the English, where it says, "And he lodged there that same night and took of that which came to his hand a present." A present, so here's the mincha, a present for Esau, his brother. So here is some of the first usages within the scripture of the mincha, the mincha, and its other places. But now in the sense of the psalm, what David is bringing forward is intimately connected with the tabernacle worship, and is according to the pattern. So even with the verse, "May my prayer be set forth as incense before thee." In the Hebrew, he's saying tikkun, to be set, right, to be set, tikkun, right, also like nachon means right in Hebrew, like nachon, like it's right, tikkun. The sense here is that it be set, that it be proper, tifilati, my prayer be proper, be right, be set as proper, right, kitoret, aishens, my prayer, and the connection of my prayer, aishens, lefaneka, before the eye. So bringing out the more direct sense and even the translations where it says, "Let my prayer be set forth as." In the Hebrew, we don't have a as or like or as. It's more direct. Tikon tifilati, my prayer be set, be right, kitoret, aishens, before the eye. So here, and bringing this forward out right here, and we have just zoomed in just to bring in the sense in the second part, masa'at the kapai, the lifting up of my hands, min hata areb. It's not as the translator puts in as. The as is not there. So it implies that the aishant's prayer and the lifting up of the hands, evening sacrifice. And there we are getting the tabernacle of David sense, a man after Jehovah's own heart, and more of the Berit Hadasha, the true worship sense, based on the Hebrew pattern, the Hebrew pattern. So here, looking in the KJV, right, if you look in the KJV version of today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Mem Aleph, Mizmor Kof Mem Aleph, we have the as before incense italicized, the and also italicized, and the next as italicized. So the direct reading, "Let my prayer be set forth, aishens," right, set forth before the aishens, the lifting up of my hands or kapai, my palms, the evening sacrifice or the evening offering, the evening mincha. So here, David choosing these words. What did David mean by the words, "Let my prayer be set forth as the aishens, tikon, tifilati, ketoret, lefanecha"? It's as though David said, Adonai, my Lord, as long as Hahekal, the Hekal, the temple, was standing, we set forth incense, aishens, kitoret, in the Amharic, kitoret, Ethiopically, the kitoret, we set forth kitoret, le faneka, before the eye and the eye's face. But now that we have neither altar, mizbeach, nor kohen gadol, high priest, except thou my prayer, tifilati, my prayer. May the firmament open so that tifilati, my prayer, can come lefanecha, before the eye, in the eye's presence, in the eye's face. Hence, here, David said, "Let my prayer, make my prayer be set forth before thee as the aishens, the lifting up, of my hands, my palms, as an evening sacrifice, tikon tifilati k'toreta lefanecha masata kapai minachata areb." In connection with these words, one may read in Scripture, even in Ezra chapter 9, verses 5 to 6, where it reads, "At the evening offering, I arose up from my fasting, even with my garment and my mantle rent. And I fell upon my knees, up on my knees, and spread out my hands
to the Lord my God. And I said, oh my God, I am ashamed and blush to lift up my face to thee, to the eye. Oh my God, Elohai, Hailei. And at the evening offering, I arose from my fasting, even with my garment and my mantle ripped, and I fell upon my knees and spread out my hands to Yahuwah, Jehovah Elohai, my Elohim, my power. Uabe min chata ha'ereba kametia miyata enitia uave karaia bigdia uame elia wa ekarea Allah birkai wa efresakapai Eliyahua Elohai. And I said, wa umra Elohai boshtia we nikalamtia laharim Elohai panai eleka tia onotenu rabua le ma'ela rosh we asha matenu Kadla al Lashamayi. And I said, Elohai, Hailei, O my Elohim, my true good, true God, my power, Elohai, I am ashamed, Elohai, Boshti, I'm ashamed and blush to lift up my face to thee, Elohai, Boshti, we nikalamtia le hari, Elohai, panai, eleka, for Our iniquities are increased over our head, over the head. Ki e onotenu rabua le ma'ela rosh. And our guiltiness with ashamatenu, and our guiltiness, ashmatenu, is grown up. Gadala has become big. Gadala, grown up, become big. Ad la Shamayi, is grown up to the heavens. So here we have Ezra's confession and prayer, the connection with the evening offering, the time when the itinual daily offering of the evening was brought, and the reference to Numbers, Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 28, here, verse 4, point of reference. And here we have Ezra's confession concerning his fasting, concerning his garment and his mantle being rent, falling upon his knees. Literally in the Hebrew here, he knelt. Berkai, knelt. For kneeling at prayer, we have First Kings chapter 8, verse 54. We have Psalm 95, Hebraically the 6th verse, and Daniel chapter 6, verse 11, and the spreading out, where he mentions the spreading out of his hands, Here we have Wa Efrisa Kapai Eliyahua Elohai, where he says that, and spread out my hands to Jehovah Elohai, Hailei. This attitude of supplication, spreading out of the hands, the lifting of the hands. We have Exodus chapter 9, verse 29, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 22, and Isaiah chapter 1, verse 15. So why did Ezra arise from his fasting at the evening offering? As those to say, quote, all day until this moment, my strength held up, and I felt no distress. But at the moment of the evening offering, my strength ebbed away from me, and my bowels were griped with hunger. Hence, here at the early evening prayer, a man should confess his sin, cheto, his uggery, and beseech Ha'el, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, as is said even here, here, here. And let and make the lifting up of my hands be an evening sacrifice. May the lifting up of my hands, the evening offering, Masa'at Kapai, Minchat Areb. So here, here, the fuller verse, Daniel chapter 9, verse 20, the fuller verse, and whilst I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin, my uckery, and the sin, the uckery of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before Yahweh Jehovah Elohai, Hailei, for the holy mountain of Elohai, of Hailei, of my power, ועוד אני מדבר ועמית פלל ועמית ודה חטאתי וחטאת עמי ישראל ומפיל תחינתי לפני יהוה אלוהי על הר הקדש אלוהי. Full of verse. Here, here, here. Next verse, verse 21. Full of verse. Yay. Here, here, here. Yay, that's yay. There we go. 21, verse 21. Yay. Yay, saith Daniel. Yay. Whilst I was speaking in prayer, even the man, Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. Here, 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 the second part of the verse, ועוד אני מדבר בתפילה והאיש גבריאל אשר ראיתי בחזון בתחילה מואף נוגעה אליי כעת מנחת ערב. So we have here in the Midrash, the translation, whilst I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin, ועוד אני מדבר ועמית פלל ועמית ודה, מית ודה ועמית ודה, the vidui, confession, stretching forth the hands, ועמית ודה, Chatati, my sins, my uckery. And here the verse goes forward to say, and the sin of my people Israel, and the sin of my people Chataat, with Chataat Ami Yisrael, and presenting my supplication before Jehovah, my Elohim, my true good, true God, my power, O Mapila, Techinati lifnei Yahuwah Elohai, for the holy mountain of Elohai, of Hailei, al har kodesh, upon har kodesh, concerning, about, on, al har kodesh Elohai,
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 Elohai.
Second verse, yea, while I was speaking in prayer, we're odd and continuing going on while I was speaking, while we're odd ani, I midabir, we're odd ani midabir. Now, while I was speaking, batafila, in prayer, the man Gabriel, with Haish, and the Ish, with Haish, Gabriel, whom Asher I had seen, Raiti, the one who I had seen in the vision, Bechazon, Batachila, at the beginning, being caused to fly, mu'af bi'af, and being caused to fly swiftly, approach close to me, noge'ah, Eli, upon I, close to I, or KJV brings out the sense of touched me about the evening time. Here in the Hebrew, nogea, to touch or to even approach close, nogea, nogea Eli, nogea Eli, k'ait, about like the time, k'ait, about the time, k'ait minchat arev, about the time of the minchat, of the offering, areb, the evening offering. And at what moment did Gabriel approach? At the moment of the evening offering, at the moment of the minchat areb, the minchat areb, k'ait minchat areb. And here the Midrash note, this offering, this offering was made at the time, k'ait, at the time of the, some say, afternoon service. This offering, here, the minchat, is made and was made at the time of the afternoon service. The minchat arev, the minchat arev, 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 arev. Erev, 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 Erev.
Yes, give thanks, Halloween brothers and sisters, for joining us here on the Ian and the Irid for the Minchat Erev evening service, evening offering, looking forward. Yes, I. Hashem Yeshua HaMashiach, yes, I. God bless I, keep the eye and I and I, cause his face is grace, shine on I, and give I and I, Yeshua, shalom, victory, shalom, shalom, chaverim, mehitarot.